Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting second, the second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third, the left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Red Kress. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting seventh, the catcher, Russ Young. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth, the pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting second, the left fielder, Tom Winsett. Batting third, the first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Al Van Camp. Batting seventh, the catcher, Ed Connolly. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Russell. And now, play ball. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a fly ball into left field. Winsett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Melillo moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Winsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsett hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Van Camp. Storti reaches second base with a double. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Van Camp. Burns reaches second base with a double. Storti scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Russ Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burns scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Young moves to second. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder takes first base on ball four. Young moves to third. Levy moves to second. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0-for-1 in the game. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Young scores. Levy moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Van Camp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops it up and throws to first, with Russell covering, for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up towards first. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Storti hits a pop-up towards third. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-1 in the game. Rein hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reeves scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Winsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsett is 0-for-1 in the game. Winsett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-1 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shult. Webb reaches second base with a double. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Blaeholder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reeves scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0 for 1 in the game. Van Camp strikes out. One out. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Connolly for the out. Two outs. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reeves hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kress. The throw from Connolly and he is out, Ryan applying the tag. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Storti strikes out. The ball gets by Connolly. He chases the ball to the backstop. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Russell for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 2 in the game. Rein takes first base on ball 4. Tom Winsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsett is 0 for 2 in the game. Winsett hits a fly ball into center field. Shult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 2 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Melillo. Rein moves to second. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Winsett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Connolly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0-for-2 in the game. Van Camp hits a pop-up towards third. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blaeholder strikes out. One out. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Shult hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Van Camp. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Shult goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Van Camp. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Melillo scores. It's 5-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reeves hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Jack Russell. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock strikes out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shult. Rein reaches second base with a double. Reeves goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1 Browns. Tom Winsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsett is 0-for-3 in the game. Winsett hits a line drive into right field. Kress picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kress. Rein scores. Winsett moves to second. It's 5-2, Browns. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 3 in the game. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Winsett trying to get to home. Goslin throws the ball into Young, who tags Winsett, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Sweeney moves to second. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Blea Holder covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. We'll see more now pitching. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Storti hits a fly ball into left field. Winsett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Van Camp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Connolly and he is out, Ryan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0 for 3 in the game. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry pinch hits for Ed Connolly. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Reeves strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.